This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here at Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Angie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free as in freedom. And while we're waiting for those calls, I got a little show prep, Angie. Looks like, well, from CNBC here, Annie Nova writes, the government took this single mom's $3,000 tax refund to cover her student loans, and she's trying to get it back. And I think this is interesting because, well, these student loans have basically become the way to create serfs out of this generation that is younger than I.
Right.
And it scares the heck out of me that America has put into debt slavery nearly a generation. And certainly, it's, I mean, if you are to believe that smart people go to college, and that's what they would like us to believe, then many of the smartest people of a generation have been thrown into debt slavery because, you know, the important part is you get to college, not how you pay for it. And then, of course, sign all this, and then we'll keep you in debt slavery.
They'll give you that money.
Yeah, they're happy to do that. So, going on here, this story, as she scanned the letter's black type, Alexis Patterson felt herself go numb. The U.S. Department of Treasury applied all or part of your payment to delinquent debt that you owe, it read. Patterson stopped reading. One thing mattered now. The single mother would not receive her $3,000, that's $3,063, by the way, tax refund, including her child tax credit. So it's not entirely a tax refund in this circumstance. There's a little bit of welfare thrown in there, too.
Yep.
The Republicans like this particular type of welfare because you have to fill out a tax form to get it. The government would instead apply the money to her past due student loan account. She and her 11-year-old daughter, Ophelia, have been homeless over the past few months in Portland, Oregon. A refund, she hoped, would help them secure a place to stay. Everything just fell out from beneath me, Patterson, who's 47, said. Tax refunds are a lifeline for many people. The average check from the IRS in 2019 so far is about $2,795, which represents 6 weeks of income for the typical family in the U.S. And the largest cash infusion, one in three households will see all year. So this is just a, you know, it's a big boatload of money. It's like winning the scratchers for a lot of people.
Everyone likes tax time.
Yeah, well, I guess. My first advice is don't fill out the W, I think it's the W-2 form. I haven't filled one of these things out in a while, so if the names have changed or if I've got it wrong, please forgive me.
Okay.
But don't fill it out in such a manner that you will receive taxes. Fill it out in such a manner that you will pay them.
Okay.
When the time comes. Nobody wants to pay taxes, but you have to figure out whether or not you're going to be head of household, whether you're going to get an earned income tax credit, whether you're going to get a child tax credit, and a whole variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
You can figure it out ahead of time and then fill in the proper number because it's just a number. I used to fill in zero. Then I realized, oh, I get a big tax return. Well, that means I'm getting a free loan to the government. So I started filling out one. And when that didn't work out, then I started filling two. And the reason is that you want to actually pay the government. You want to write a check at income tax time.
Now, isn't it correct that if you put one or two or however many you claim when you fill that form out, that they take out more money each check?
As it worked when I was doing it, it was the zero that resulted in the most amount of money taken out of your check.
Okay, so the more people that you claim, the less they take out.
Correct.
Okay.
So the bigger the number, I mean, if you had like nine dependents or whatever, then, you know, obviously they take very little out because the expectation is that you'd get more back.
Okay.
And, well, you know, I that ultimately, if this lady would have taken less out of her paycheck and given the government less money, then they would have had less to seize.
And she wouldn't have got so much back for her refund.
Well, she, at this point, hasn't gotten anything back.
Right, yeah.
they have awarded themselves her refund. And so, anyway, here, she's getting about an average for a household, and it's probably the biggest tax, it's probably the biggest cash infusion that she's expecting to see in that household. And this is true for most Americans. For an increasing number of people who've fallen behind on their student loans, however, that relief never comes. The U.S. government has an extraordinary collection powers on federal debts and can seize borrowers' tax refunds and earned income and child tax credits, as well as their wages and Social Security. When you take a student loan, you're signing, especially if you're taking that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or whatever the heck that stuff is, or the, you know, I can't remember all of it. But when you sign up with the government to take a student loan, you're signing up with the most rapacious and dangerous creditor on the planet, because they can do whatever they want to you.
Oh, yeah, you sign that right up. You say, hey, you can take it, you can have it if I haven't paid it. But if she can't afford to pay her student loan, why would they think taking her refund is going to help her?
Well, it's not going to help her.
Her own good payment history.
Right. They're just, at this point, she's got bad payment history, and they're intending to get as much of that money as they can get. And that's why I say this is debt slavery. This is debt serfdom. I've been using these terms because that's what I believe.
Well, whatever she went to college for is not working out for her, so why should she have to pay the debt?
Well, it's a good question, but they look to her to take the gamble, not them. This, and that's the paper you sign. I'm not saying it's, what I feel like is that we've all been lied to about college, and including me. Now, college wasn't that expensive. You know, I'm 48 years old. When I was in school, we were told, you know, you smart kids, you go off to college. You dumb kids, you go to the Votech, right? And that's what they, more or less, the line they fed us. I'm not saying that's what they said. They would never say that because that would be too harsh.
But they dumbed it down.
Right. But the teachers who all went to college all wanted you to do as they had done and gone to college because they believe that that's the best path. And it certainly was, and it probably still is. But the problem is that now these lending agencies, backed by the government to some extent, now have stepped their way in, and they're taking a larger and larger and larger slice of that piece of extra payment that you get. And it takes longer and longer and longer to pay it back. Sure, if you're a doctor or an engineer or maybe a lawyer, and, you know, there's probably a handful, nurses do really well, a handful of other careers out there, then it makes a lot of sense. But if it's not those handful of careers, then it's probably a bunch, or you can go work for the government because they love degrees.
Oh, of course.
They're all about that. But after that, it's just a bunch of gobbledygook. Mm-hmm. We just paid off my wife's student loan just within the last 6 months. And it was a nice day. Yep, paid, finally. Now, mind you, this lady hasn't worked in about, going on 12, at least 11 years.
I was going to ask if she used her degree.
She used it.
Okay.
But she never paid it back. She couldn't have.
Yeah.
Right? The extra money she would have made working someplace else, no, there's no way.
Nope.
And she got a degree in something that she was interested in, as opposed to something that was going to pay well, so she went
into... Well, that's what most people do.
Social work.
Yeah.
You know? And so that didn't work out particularly well. This year, the U.S. government has already taken $3.3 billion from 1.4 million student loan borrowers. So a large percentage of the population, about 0.5% of the population, from their federal tax refunds, compared with the $2.3 billion from 1.2 million borrowers in 2016. So it's going up. They're going after more and more people. According to, this is the data provided to CNBC by the U.S. Treasury Department, it's also pulled almost $50 million this year from 91,000 borrowers' state tax refunds.
If they see that people aren't able to pay them back, why are they still giving away so much money?
Like, to new people that are coming
yes.
in? Well, don't think the government's losing out here. They're a creditor that can collect. More or less, if you're going to work on the books, they're going to get paid. That's why they're willing to put this out. Essentially, they're using their tax power to collect. And unlike any other borrower out there, you can borrow from lots of people. I mean, and only like Vinny the Chuck, he's the only one who's going to be worse. You know what I mean? It just keeps on going up, up, up. Patterson, going back to the lady here now, is now scrambling to get her refund back. She's finding the process close to impossible. She owes around $80,000 in student loans.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Tonight, it's Mark with you.
And Angie.
The number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about how the United States government has been taking more and more people's tax refunds to pay off their student loans. It doesn't seem to matter what condition you're in financially. They're going to take it anyway. One way that you can, well, protect your money from organizations that might want to take it is by having your money in cryptocurrency as opposed to U.S. dollars. And Bitcoin.com is your source for finding out all kinds of information about cryptocurrencies, probably most specifically Bitcoin Cash, which they believe to be the best and are making a pretty good case for that. So you go to Bitcoin.com, and they can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, for instance. And, you know, the wallet will hold other cryptocurrencies, too, some of them. And you can buy Bitcoin Cash. You can show you where to spend your Bitcoin Cash, places like saveatpurse.com. You can also read the latest news and engage with the community on their forum. Matter of fact, you can get some free Bitcoin Cash. Just go to free.bitcoin.com. But, you know, learn more. Go there. Start poking around. It's Bitcoin.com. I think you're going to be hearing a lot more about Bitcoin Cash these days because, well, I believe a bull run has begun in the cryptocurrencies. Just a belief. I am not a fortune teller. I do not see the future, but that's what I think.
The trend says it has.
Yeah, the trends, right? Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
It was announced yesterday that Walgreens, all the Walgreens, will only sell cigarette products to 21 years or older starting next year.
I didn't think Walgreens sold cigarettes at all.
So they sell tobacco products, but it has been like 18. But this
well,
is 18
is the legal age, right?
Yeah, 18. Yeah, they sell all types of cigarette products and also alcohol products. But now, due to it's a federal law, and they're only going to sell to 21 years or older.
What do you mean a federal law?
Well, that's what I want to know. You know, that's why this is what was announced yesterday on the news.
It looks like amid FDA pressure is what it's saying here. Walgreens to raise tobacco buying age to 21. See, I mostly go to CVS, and CVS, I guess, isn't selling tobacco products these days, and I support them in that. It doesn't seem like an organization that's put together to heal people should be selling, the product that kills the most. I'm not against people's right to smoke, but I am for a business's right to sell what they want to sell. And you know, Free Talk Live doesn't sell cigarettes, you know, and if CVS doesn't feel like it's right for them to sell cigarettes, then by God, there shouldn't be some kind of, as far as I'm concerned, I don't see a reason to get upset or protest. I think it's a good move on their part. If your business model is centers around these things, then I can understand it. But, you know, when I see many of these convenience stores that make most of their money from lottery tickets, tobacco, and alcohol, it just looks like a place for bad decisions.
No, but when did it become a federal law where Walgreens have to sell only to 21 years or older? I thought, here's the thing, is that I thought they were just working on it. We just only have 5 states that will try to make it 21. So why is Walgreens going to raise the age to 21? I mean, because the federal government is pressuring them?
The FDA put Walgreens on notice in February, accusing the pharmacy chain of violating rules that prohibit selling cigarettes and other tobacco products to underage buyers. That's people under the age of 18. Walgreens, the FDA noted, is currently the top violator among pharmacies that sell tobacco products. Some 22% of Walgreens locations inspected by the agency caught employees illegally selling tobacco products to minors, the FDA said. So, what likely happened here was the FDA said to Walgreens, you can pay the fine that comes with this, and it's not going to be fun, or you can stop selling to people under the age of 18 so that you aren't breaking the laws anymore. Under the age of 21, so you aren't breaking the laws anymore.
So instead of paying the same. They're only going to sell to 21 years or older. That's the trade-off.
That's what I'm. That's me guessing from an article that I just pulled up while you were talking. It's just a guess, but that's how these things tend to work.
Okay, and then also the federal government, they want to pass a federal law to make it 21 years or older, like the whole country.
Yes, they're calling that T21.
Yeah, they're working on that. So the Walgreens is doing it because there's a penalty. I'm like, how come they have to do it 21? That's what I want to know. So then I'm saying, if you're an employee, why would you be selling it to minors? Don't you have to under 18? And you know, how did they get caught for doing this?
Well, they're sending in the FDA sends in people who are under the age of 18 to buy cigarettes. And if they're sold cigarettes at the counter, then they're in violation. The Walgreens is in violation or whomever. And if they don't, then they're not. Basically, it's a sting operation.
Oh, it's a sting. But okay. So then, why would those employees? Why would what's it for them to be selling to minors? That's
why would they do it? Probably they're just not checking. They probably just say, okay, you want a bag of Reese's Cups and a pack of Newports? Fine. That's, mm-hmm. I don't know what Newports cost anymore, but that's probably, I don't know,
$13. Yep.
I don't even know.
But it's more work, right? Where I see your ID.
Sure.
It holds up the line.
It's uncomfortable, too. I don't want to ask people for their IDs. I would not want to do that, but there's a law, and when you're working that particular location, you have to be aware of the law, and now Walgreens has to pay. They're in trouble because of what their employees were doing as opposed to what they were doing.
Well, you know what? I'm just so happy to hear that you have to be 21. Now they're going to be strict. Now they're going to be have to only sell 21 years or older, which means there's going to be less smokers across the country.
Oh, I don't know about that.
They can get it somewhere else.
Are the kids getting alcohol in high school still? Because I was, and the drinking age was 21 then. As a matter of fact, what I do is I worked at a comic book store, and I would trade comic books to my friends who were over the age of 21, and they'd just bring me in a one of those plastic bottles of vodka, 1.75 liters, the cheap stuff. You know, give it as cheap as one. And I'd give them double the value in comics because I had, credit in the store. So I would essentially pay comics for vodka, and I was pretty happy with that arrangement. So I don't think you're stopping anybody from getting it.
But I disagree with you, because if you make it difficult, instead of grabbing, there's plenty of 18-year-olds to grab. Now you have to grab 21-year-olds and do them favors. There's less of them that you're to get a hold of for them to buy you a pack of cigarettes. The more you make it difficult,
maybe it'll back it off the starting age from on average, 15 to 17. I don't know. I don't know the answer, Sarah, but I don't celebrate it, but at the same time, smoking's bad. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The parents of a missing 5-year-old boy in a northwest Chicago suburb are now being charged with his death.
It is with heavy heart that the Crystal Lake Police Department reports that we have located what we believe to be the body of Andrew A.J. Friend.
Crystal Lake Police Chief Jim Black saying the body of Friend was found this morning in a remote area in the nearby city of Woodstock. President Donald Trump talking about the opioid crisis at the 8th Annual Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit in Atlanta, Georgia.
To all of the people in this room who serve every day on the frontiers and front lines of this crisis, and a crisis it is, you have earned the gratitude of our entire nation. You may not even know it, but our nation loves you, and they love what you're doing. Thank you very much.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Angie.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450. Free as in freedom. Talking about this article where the government's going through and taking people's tax returns if their student loans aren't paid up. And normally I wouldn't feel too bad for people that, you know, weren't paying their loans. But when it's these student loans, I really feel like it's a terrible idea to tell young people, well, you're not smart enough to make the decision as to whether or not to drink for another 3 years, but you can go ahead and sign up for this $100,000 loan that we're going to give you. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. And then
And you don't even have a job when you sign up for it to pay it back.
Right. There's not even a job placement program.
No.
Right. There's no guarantee that if you take, artistic basket weaving, then that you're going to be placed in a career that's going to pay something. It would make some sense. For one thing, what this is the socialization of education costs. Companies should be paying people's education if they want those people educated in a certain fashion. If Boeing wants aeronautical engineers, then they should be sending people to RIT for that. That's their problem, not our problem. And it's not a system that's particularly working out, to my mind. But a system that does work well is AnyPay. If you operate a retail business and you're looking for a solution for taking cryptocurrency, maybe you'd like to get one of those news stories that talks about from your town that says, hey, You know, Angie's Car Wash is taking cryptocurrency. Well, that'd be good, right? Well, go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. I was just there today at helpmetakebitcoin.com. And it is so simple to set up. They walk you through. They've got a video. It's not even a long video to help you with everything. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. And you can have all the benefits of taking cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, and many more. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. Let's go to Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. Hey, college is one of the biggest rackets going. They basically tell you that you're not going to amount to anything until you get that piece of paper, at least a bachelor's degree. You forget the associate's degree stuff. That's right. You got to get that bachelor's degree. A doctorate is preferable. Master's, you know.
Yeah.
So you do all of that, and it could be in something totally worthless, but you find yourself working inside a shop, you know, doing manual labor. But an opening is opened up at the top. And then if you have that degree, you will get the supervisory position over somebody who has more experience, but does not have the piece of paper, simply because you have the degree. And the people who make those decisions, they have degrees.
They do like degrees, yes. And I suspect that might be if you're working in some big company where this matters, but, you know, in a smaller company where the boss who owns the place gets to see everybody, I don't think the degree is going to matter too much there, because it's going to be like, oh, all right, who's competent and who's not? And there's lots of incompetent boobs that have degrees. As the government got more and more involved in high school, the diploma became worth less and less. I think that that's probably just going to continue to happen in with the bachelor's degree, too, is that at some point it's basically going to be useless.
The associate is useless now.
Yeah. Basically, an associate is just you didn't finish school.
That's it.
Right. You started and didn't finish. It's probably worse than never.
Are you going back?
Right.
Well, the thing is I would agree with you. Certainly, this is an absolute rule at any really large corporation, but I've seen this happen at businesses that have, like, 38 people.
Okay.
So I'm like, wow. How about that?
Yep.
So your ability to advance in life is now completely dependent on your ability to sit in a classroom, understand the material, regurgitate it on a test, and not make waves.
My experience in community college when I went, and this what I'm going to tell you right now is one of the reasons I didn't go back, is I took their, like an introduction to business course because, well, what else would you take? It was summertime and I had just started, I think in summer two or something. And I took the class. I know what I got on those tests. I know how much time and energy I put into this, and I know that I got a C. I know it. I can do rudimentary math and average.
I
know what my grade was. That lady graded everything on a curve and gave me an A. Because?
Well, they were a lot nicer than when I went to college. I got graded on a curve and I got a B.
Well, I realized, oh, this is BS. Oh, this is what? Okay, so I'm supposed to sit here for 4 years and participate in BS, and I just can't do it. To me, it's a terrible business model. If I'm going to pay you, I'm going to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to pay me, you're going to tell me what to do.
Yep.
But I'm not going to pay you to tell me what to do. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, that only works for colleges and dominatrixes. All right, that's the
and
end
the government.
Of it. Yeah, well, you don't pay the government. You're just robbed by them.
Yeah, that is definitely a popular formulation, for sure. Ciao.
Thanks for the call, Matthew.
Bye.
Appreciate it. So going back to this story here where they were taking this lady's money, the borrowers in financial distress can request that the education department review and potentially return their seized tax refund. However, refunds are harder to get back than Social Security or wage offsets, said Prisis Yu, the director of Student Loan Borrower Assistance Project at the National Consumer Law Center. To do so, borrowers have to prove that they are at risk of eviction or foreclosure. Since Patterson, the woman they're talking about here, and her daughter have been homeless for months, she doesn't qualify. It's an absurdly strict standard that doesn't begin to capture the number of different ways in which borrowers are facing extreme financial hardship, you said. The Education Department is required to let borrowers know in advance that their tax refund will be taken, but many people never see the letter for one reason or another. This lady was homeless. How was she going to see the letter? She wasn't going to come to get it in her mailbox. You don't have to get it, you said. They only have to send it. The government also only needs to notify borrowers the first time their refund will be offset and not subsequent years. So once they take your money, then they just take
your money. They're going to take your money.
The Education Department did not respond to CNBC's request for comment. Patterson said she never received a warning, although she also has little time to worry about that now. When they take your tax refund, there's more important getting it back, or what's more important, getting it back or proving you didn't get a letter, she said. And Patterson had been temporarily renting a room in Portland with her daughter when the bad news from the government arrived. Without more than $3,000 cash infusion, she said she can't afford to continue to stay there. They had to leave. We had to leave, and we had nowhere to live. They're currently staying at a friend of a friend's apartment for free until the end of the month, but she said her daughter hasn't been able to attend school for many days after what they've gone through. She's traumatized. The government doesn't always appreciate the significant role tax refunds and credits play for financially vulnerable Americans, you said. In conversations I've had with officials at the Department of Education, they view these tax refunds as bonus money. And that's how people should view them, but they don't. And, in many cases, it's your money that you're getting back. In some cases, it's sort of a bonus that you get for filing returns, but whatever. It's really tough. Tax credits and refunds are now low-income folks' vital funds for survival, according to them. So if you've got any thoughts on the government taking people's tax refunds, love to hear them. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in freedom.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a big tent approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're just talking, about an article here from CNBC about... apparently, the government's coming and taking people's tax returns to pay off student loans, and that number is getting higher and higher. Just commenting on how student loans have basically become a form of, you know, tax serfdom, and it's enslaving a generation, as far as I'm concerned. Mark, with you?
And Angie.
The number's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. If you have anything to say about, well, the government taking people's money in general or student loans and college in general, certainly welcome to do that. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you can amp Free Talk Live, where you will hear, well, you will have the opportunity to help us spread the message that we uniquely spread, the idea of freedom and, well, I guess to some extent, keeping kids from signing up for huge loans at college. If you know what you want to do, I think college is a good idea. But they don't want that from you. They just want to send you off to college when you don't know nothing.
Yep.
And that sounds like community college, if anything, to me. That sounds like an opportunity to take a bye year and go get a job.
Yeah, but I mean, at 18 years old, do you really know what you want to do for the rest of your life?
Some people do, but not very many.
What have you experienced?
Not much. Not much at all. But you can do as Farmer Garrick Harvest and Blooms Farm has done and sign up for the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com and help us spread the word. That's thank you, Farmer Garrick. Amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Greg calling in from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was thinking about the alternatives. We talk about how we want to eliminate government, how we want to disrupt government. But I feel like a lot of the time it's like talking to people to give up meat
and
vegetarians, you know?
Well, for me, I wouldn't use the term government. I wouldn't want to give up government, because I think humans need it. But it's the form that government's taken for 9,000 years that bothers me. And I agree with you. Once that word is uttered, that it kind of screws things up. It's one of the reasons I like to point out that government isn't a thing. It's just a group of people. And people are fallible and a mess. But please, go on.
Exactly. No, but just that institution, I feel like it encompasses so many things that we've slowly been making alternatives to it. And just like the Impossible Burger, once the alternative exists, right, with those, I think there's a few companies making those vegetable-based burgers. Suddenly, you know, people switch over. It's like if the burger's good enough, if the alternative's good enough, then suddenly people do become vegetarian if they can have the same experience with the vegetable burger.
Yeah, I'd be willing to try it. I haven't tried one yet, but I'd be willing to try it.
Yeah, I actually tried it. I went to Fridays and I had one, and it was pretty good. It was okay.
Okay.
It's not exactly the real thing yet. You know, it's my goal to become a vegetarian eventually, but that's
it's worth
just
a try.
An example.
But yeah.
So
yeah.
My point is,
and a good example.
Yeah. So that's the point. The point is that besides telling people that they should move away from government, I think there should be real alternatives. So, for example, the post office was a government agency, and Lysander Spooner was really upset about it. But then people invented email. And now hardly anybody uses the post office for most things, right?
I had a friend, a next-door neighbor who near my house who took down my address so that he could send me a letter if he needed to. He's 82.
There you go. In the past, I think we needed government and public works. Like, for example, the Roman aqueducts and the public bathhouses, you know, to bring water to the public bathhouse. Because we didn't have enough science and technology and resources to make everybody have their own water come to their own house, you know. But today, we do. So I think gradually, I'm a believer that technology will simply displace a lot of government functions. And, you know, and it's not just the state. Also, Facebook and Google and these other big corporations that have built their own big, social networks. Like Facebook just got fined $5 billion. It's probably going to be fined.
Yeah, so brush that off like nothing.
What'd they get fined for?
Oh, you know, the usual things like stealing people's contacts from their email after promising not to and other things like that. Yeah. So my point is, though, that people will continue to use these things and they will continue to use the state's services until there are alternatives that are good enough with open source software or some kind of technology like a desktop printer or a 3D printer for guns or I don't know, whatever. They'll use that until there's a better alternative. And I think people need to build the better alternative like they did with Bitcoin. And that is the only way that people will ever switch over to.
Right. You know, complaining is only worth so much. It lets people know, to some extent, what they want. It helps people determine what they want. But complaining doesn't build anything. Sooner or later, somebody needs to build something. Because the government isn't, you know, governments just don't hand out freedom. That's not their business model. They do the opposite.
Exactly right.
So what are these alternatives to these centralized social networks that you're talking about? I mean, what are you thinking specifically about, Facebook and Google? And we're looking at creating things that are different than this?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm working on some things myself.
I know you've been working on stuff like that. Yeah. You've teased it throughout the years. And
that's
I'm interested in finding out more about this stuff as time goes by. Do you have a product that's rolled out?
Yes, we do. It's called the Cubix platform. It's my company's platform. It's sort of like WordPress for blogs, except instead of blogs, you could have your own apps and your own websites. So the idea is, again, that if you just make a website, no one's really going to use it for social networking. You really need to make something that's good enough that competes with Facebook and Google in order to be able to be independent of those platforms. So, yeah
there's a lot of work. There's a lot of work in getting something like this to be good enough because – you know, Google and Facebook, these people have huge teams of engineers just working on one little aspect of what it is that they do.
And they're very user-friendly.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone can use it. Your 82-year-old neighbor could probably find
and that. Probably has a Facebook account so they can go on and see his probably 60-year-old son and daughters, kids, pictures of their kids and stuff. You know, they want to see the whole thing. And that's what what families use it for. And it's really good for that.
Yep.
A lot of people use it as platforms to discuss their political ideas. I think it's terrible for that. I think it's just
or
a way
to promote personal businesses.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Problems.
It took me 7 years from the moment I started this, until now. I've been working on it. I think I finally got it, and with a team. I'm not doing this by myself. But of course, I don't have any of the resources of Facebook. So, but at the end of the day, if you look at WordPress, it powers 30% of all websites in the world. And who is not powering them is Blogger.com and all these centralized platforms that could have powered them if WordPress didn't exist. So once it gets good enough, I think people start adding all kinds of plugins. And the other thing is with open source, you could have an ecosystem of tons of WordPress plugins. So a small team could build the core thing, and then you get this ecosystem of like thousands of people each contributing just a small bug fix or a small thing. And I think that's really, collaboration is really a powerful way to build this kind of stuff.
Greg, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. What was the name of it so people can go check it out?
Oh, it's Qbix.com, Q-B-I-X, four letters.
Thank you.
.com.
Appreciate it, Greg. Qbix.com.
Absolutely.
855-450-3733. 855-450. Free, as in freedom. Going on with this article from CNBC, they get other stories here. This Akalia McCandy, a single mother of three in St. Louis, learned earlier this year that her tax refund would be seized by the government for her student loans. Thanks to her child and earned income tax credits, she was expecting more than $8,000. With that money, she planned to pay off her car, replace her children's old mattresses, and send them to summer camp. I definitely needed it, said McCandy, 32. She was around $18,000 in student loans. Not even that much.
No.
She reached out to Stanley Tate, a student loan lawyer, for help. Tate explained that she was unlikely to get the government to return her refund, since she was not at risk of foreclosure or eviction. Desperate to get a refund, McCandy filed for bankruptcy, since the process temporarily suspends Treasury Department offsets. She received her refund after a month. It felt good, she said, although she's aware of the consequences. When you file bankruptcy, it's on your credit for 7 years. It's tough. This whole situation's tough. They tell you you need this education, and then they come after you. Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote.
1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.